pheasant hunting for the family in the Sheridan region. The annual Fort Phil Kearny pheasant hunt is coming up the day after Thanksgiving. I'm Ray Hageman. This is the Wyoming Outdoorsman. I'll have all the details about the hunt in a moment. Stay tuned. Fort Phil Kearny will have its annual family pheasant hunt November 28th through the 30th. The fort is a hunter management area in the Game and Fish's Access Yes program. There's no need to pre-register for the event, but be familiar with the ranch rules before you arrive on the fort grounds. Hunters can come and go throughout the day. Adults are allowed and encouraged to hunt and harvest pheasants alongside youth hunters. Each adult must pay the fort entrance fee of $4 for Wyoming residents and $8 for non-residents. Youth under 18 are free. Now, the fee can be paid by cash at the fee canister located near the fort stockade entrance. Holders of an annual state parks pass can display the pass in their windshield. They're not required to pay for the additional day use fee. All hunters, regardless of age, must have a pheasant special management stamp. It's at $15.50 and available online or at the Game and Fish office and licensed selling agents. Resident hunters under the age of 14 do not need a bird license or a conservation stamp, but must be accompanied by an adult. Non-resident youth are welcome to participate, but regulations do differ for resident and non-resident hunters. So, refer to the 2025 Upland Game Bird and Small Game Regulation booklet or contact the Sheridan Regional Office for more details. Participating youth hunters must have successfully completed a hunter safety course or be eligible for an exemption outlined in the regulation booklet under Hunter Safety Temporary Exemption. If you plan to hunt on a hunter management area this fall, be sure you have permission lined up. Hunter management areas are typically private ranches the Game and Fish manages for hunting access, and permission slips are required. Hunter management properties may include portions of various private lands as well as intermixed Bureau of Land Management and state lands within the HMA boundary. HMAs are part of the Access Yes program that facilitates the partnership between private landowners and the Game and Fish to provide hunters and anglers free public hunting and fishing access on private land and inaccessible public land. Access Yes also includes walk-in, fishing, and hunting areas, each with their own rules regarding species and access dates. There are currently 65 HMAs throughout Wyoming, supported by donations and a portion of Wyoming Conservation stamp proceeds. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman, brought to you by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. I'm Ray Hageman.